time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We are a weekly show. Thanks for tuning in. Summer season is here. That means we're catching up on our great Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month throughout the school year. Good time to catch up. The kids are a little less busy. And we got a great one today. Ava Duffy, three-sport athlete, finished Methuen High career very strongly. And she's got an admirable career path that she's going to line up for herself, starting with getting some education at UMass Amherst and moving on from there. So I'm going to shut up. Stay tuned for that interview. Be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Methuen student athlete standout Ava Duffy. What's going on?
Nothing much. Staying busy in the summer working.
What's the job?
JG's in Methuen.
Ah, what's the specialty there?
I scoop ice cream.
Okay. What's the, you know, the standout brand? Like, what's the standout flavor?
Oh, my favorite flavor is cotton candy.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
What's the big seller? What's the big seller, though? Like, what's...
I think Blue Monster is really what I think I make the most.
What's that? Like, what's...
It's blue vanilla ice cream with Oreos and cookie dough and brownie bites.
Okay. Oh, okay. So people are really sold by the way it looks. And then once they start tasting it, like, oh, this is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. I fall for that too. Yeah. Well, awesome. So you're keeping busy there, putting a few bucks in your pocket for the upcoming freshman year at UMass Amherst. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's going to happen there for you academically? Any athletics too, or?
So I committed there with the Honors College. So it wasn't my top choice, but I think it's the best choice for me because it's close enough. And I don't know, the academics in the Honors College is really good. So I'm excited for that. And they don't have a volleyball team, but I am going to try out for the club volleyball team, which is like really competitive. So I really hope I make it.
Yeah.
If not, I'm always going to try hockey maybe, which is also competitive at UMass Amherst, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're going after it. So that in high school, it was volleyball, ice hockey, and tennis for you, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's walk through them. So volleyball fall, what was the highlights individually and team-wise for you?
So for volleyball, it was a struggle for me, like starting out, because I hadn't had much experience in the sport. And mm-hmm. I started off on the freshman team and then worked my way up. And by junior year, I was on varsity. And then this year I was a starter on the right side, which I hadn't expected. I was excited to play. Mm-hmm. I felt as though I had a very consistent season. As a team, we didn't do as well as we wanted to. We made it to the state final, to the state tournament, but we didn't get past the first round, which was unfortunate for us. And yeah. we had a decent record, but it wasn't the season that we wanted. But I still had a lot of fun and I really enjoyed being on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I want to say that the boys had a good, great season too, correct?
Yeah, they had a really good season this year. I think they made it to the Elite Eight.
Pretty close. Yeah. Yeah. And they had like a big historic season, like winning the most games they had in decades or something like that, or first conference crowning. Something was really historic about that team. I should remember, I interviewed one of the, was it the one of the brothers that plays football?
Drew.
Yeah. I think I interviewed him. The senior, the one in your class is Drew.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Get those two confused. But I had him on a few weeks ago because he won Moynihan Lumber as well, like you.
Yeah.
So, very cool. And then you fast forward to ice hockey and you guys really crushed it. I mean, you were like 14-4-2 and, you know, advanced to the Sweet 16, losing to A.B. Williams, right? In the 2-1 in a battle. So let's go there. You guys had a great little run in the tournament.
Yeah. Ice hockey, that was one of the best seasons that we've had in a while. And it was hard to kind of like transition from being with Coach O'Teary and then now we had a new coach, and he was our assistant coach before, but it was just something to get used to, a new coaching style. And I think we handled it really well. And that was also one of my first years as a starter. So I was also nervous to play, but I found my spot on the team. Even though I didn't score a lot, I found myself more of as like a defensive offenseman because I was a forward, but I was the one that was like getting physical in the corner and getting the puck, getting possession. And I was happy with how the season ended. We did really want to win that last game because we were ranked higher. We had it, but I don't know, something just didn't pull through. It was a close game, but
yeah, well, really competitive division. You're in, you know, Division One.
Yeah.
You got these great teams. I think what St. Mary's won it all. If I'm not mistaken, I think
so. They've always been a force.
Yeah, I think they usually play like Hingham in the final. So there's a little rivalry they have going on there with Notre Dame of Hingham. 5-4 in three overtimes they won. That was that must have been something else to be there at the Garden and watch that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys were the sixth seed in the whole entire Division One, and there's like 32 teams that made it. So that was just an incredible season. You guys were definitely the best Valley team, Merrimack Valley team for sure. Do you actually play the Merrimack Valley for ice hockey?
We have the MVC DCL. So it's
gotcha.
Like,
okay. Combined. Yeah. Who's the big rivalry in that one, in that conference?
I think it was Lincoln Sudbury.
Yeah.
I think we're in there. Yeah. They were a tough team. We lost to them a couple of times. They were close, but
yeah,
couldn't quite beat them.
Yeah. How about Merrimack Valley bragging rights? Who were some of the top competitors around here in this area?
For hockey, I think HPNA was always our biggest rival. So that's Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover.
Right.
So they were always a tough opponent, but we beat them this year, I think.
Yeah. That's cool. And all right. So then that was ice hockey. And then fast forward to, you know, tennis, where were you at all conference again for Methuen this year?
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Second year in a row.
Yeah,
our whole team got it. Yeah.
Oh, the whole team just crushed it. They were MVC champs, right?
Well, yeah, because we were in MVC small school. I think we're getting moved up for the next year because we've always dominated in the small school. So I think we were supposed to move up this year, but my coach kind of.
keep you there and win it again. But
yeah, we had 15-1 season. So
yeah. Who was the who was your colleague, so to speak, a partner, I should say, in doubles, number one?
Echo La Rochelle.
Was that consistent throughout the whole season?
Well, it started off a little like we didn't really know. And then we kind of challenged the number one team and then we won. So then we stuck there for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
because at the beginning I was missing a lot because I was in a musical. So I had rehearsals all the time. So I didn't make it to a lot of games or practices. So then when I was back, I partnered with her and we ended up at first. So
amazing. Yeah. What was the musical, by the way, that was keeping you busy?
I was in Shrek. I was Fiona.
Fiona in Shrek. Awesome. Yeah. So is that something you're going to plan to take? Like you're a theatric, like you got acting, you got music. I read about, is that something you're going to continue?
Well, if I do make the club volleyball team at UMass, I'm going to like take the first semester and see if it's something I can manage. Yeah. Like if I have extra time, then I would try to get involved in the theater program there. Cause I heard it's a very good program, but I'm wondering about time management. Like I've always been like balancing stuff. I played three sports. I always played club sports and then I have theater and work. I've been pretty good about balancing stuff. I'm just worried about like falling behind with academics in school. So we'll see.
Yeah. And how long were you involved in that? Like, you know, musicals and acting.
I started, I think, in eighth grade. I started as Belle in Beauty and the Beast and then stuck with it, I think.
Yeah. What's the premier role for you? Like what's your, I don't know, Walter White Breaking Bad role, like something you'll be known for?
Well, I hope my favorite show that I've ever been in, it was Carrie, the musical, the Stephen King book they made into a musical. And I was the mom. And I was so proud of that because I was like, I cried on stage. I was so into it, that entire show. I wish that was something I could have ended on because that was like my peak performance ever. But I hope I don't miss out on that in college because I had a great time.
Cried in a live performance. How do you do that?
I can't tell you. Me and my sister can both cry on command.
Do you have to think of actual sad things that happen in your life, or what do you? You just can do it physically.
On stage, I just kind of like I get so into the role that I'm just like, this is actually happening to me, and I'm actually like in this moment, and then I just like feel it. I don't know. It's like it just happens.
Yeah, it's hard to describe, right? It's just kind of a thing that clicks. All right. Well, amazing. So the tennis team had a great season. And I'm assuming you guys made the tournament and everything's team tournament. Yeah. And what was that like? How far did you guys get tournament wise tennis?
Yeah, we played Brookline in the first round and we lost, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But that team, I will always have a special place in my heart for it. My coach, Coach Dave, 74, still.
Oh, nice.
Supporting the team. It was so much fun. I didn't go into high school with the idea that I was going to play tennis because my parents has always had this rule that we're going to play a sport every single season. So when it came to spring, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I was like, I'll try tennis, see what it brings for me. And I liked it so much. The coach really made it easy for me to stay. So I'm glad I did.
Yeah. It seems like one of those sports that a lot of athletes in other sports can, you know, can adapt to that. And just all about control. And, you know, would you say your strength as a doubles player is the net game, or you like to be like behind?
Definitely net game. Definitely volleying. That's where I really, I've dove for a couple balls sometimes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's actually funny though, because I think there's four members of the hockey team that also play tennis. So it's like not really something that you would expect to kind of go hand in hand, but we had a lot of the hockey team.
Yeah, you see a lot of lacrosse, hockey, lacrosse, hockey, softball. That's cool. So academically, you know, what do you think the big focus will be at UMass Amherst? Is it a particular major that you might want to go down?
Yeah, I'm majoring in psychology. So this is the plan right now, is to get my undergrad at UMass, hopefully Columbia, if all goes well, for my master's, and then go for my PhD and become a clinical psychologist. But plans always change. I just love to overplan everything. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. What got you involved in that? Was there a family member or something you totally created your own path for?
My junior year, I took AP psychology and I like absolutely fell in love with it. My teacher was Mr. Scammon and he was so good. And I just was so into the subject. There was like, I've always been like a school person. Like, I've always liked learning and stuff, but none of the subjects have ever interested me like psychology did. Like, I wanted to learn more.
Yeah.
And I just found myself wanting to help people that like suffer with mental illness. So I don't know. It just kind of drew to me.
Yeah. You're like sitting in front of another human in the future and you're like, I got the formula for you.
Yeah.
We're going to make this happen. We're going to make you live a more comfortable life.
That's the goal.
Yeah. It's so good to have people like you that are passionate because we need more and more. It's hard. It's hard to get the clinicians and the wait times are crazy, right? Everywhere you go. And, but thankfully there's more awareness about it now, like say like 50 years ago.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Stop. You're just nervous, you know, calm down, right? Like stuff like that years ago. And now there's such a better Simone Biles, right? Like such a better understanding of what mental illness can do. It's a real, real cool that you're passionate about that.
Yeah. I'm happy I found it.
Yeah. Lastly, like, tell me about family. Like, was there any other athletes, in and around your age, cousins, brothers, sisters, that also played sports around the Methuen area or parents?
Yeah. So my entire family, each member, including my mom, we all play ice hockey. So that was kind of a given. I had to play, but I'm glad I did because we live on a lake. So every time the lake would like freeze over in the winter, we'd all play pond hockey. Yeah. But my mom started a little team with all of her hockey mom friends, and they all play. We always go to teams. Yeah. My dad plays in a beer league.
Love it.
Any siblings? Yeah, I have my little sister plays every single sport with me. So she was on all three of my teams this year, which was really fun. And then my older brother played throughout high school and he's kind of doing like adult leagues. And then my little brother also plays for the high school in JV right now.
Wow. So where do you keep all the equipment in that house? I mean, my goodness.
We have a hockey shed.
You have a hockey shed. You have to. You know, if you really want to make someone suffer, go let them go smell that area.
Yeah,
I mean, I know. Why does all hockey locker rooms and hallways smell the same?
Smell, right? We need to find something to make that better. It's unfortunate.
It's like where sweat meets like heavy cloth, equipment, pads. It all mixes up in this little concoction of, oh my God, I got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. And there's like specific members on the team. I'm not going to name them, but we have specific members on the team that are like, oh, you smell especially bad all the time.
They know it too. It's odd. Yeah. I've been like a journalist trying to cover hockey games and I'm like, coach. And the kids are walking by like, oh my goodness.
I felt really bad. I got interviewed once and it was right after a hockey game and I was in all of my gear and I had an interview with him. He was like, okay, let's move on.
Well, it's all worth it. All the sweat and everything that, you know, the Duffy family has gone through the years and everybody else that's passed through the high school hallways there, you know, I'm sure it's worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, best of luck keeping on scooping that ice cream and making your way towards UMass Amherst. We're looking for big things from you in the health community and also maybe get to see some action, some club volleyball action in your future. So
I hope so.
Yeah. Ava Duffy, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for earlier this year. Good luck with UMass Amherst. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Ava Duffy, Methuen, our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Thank you, Gerard Moynihan and the gang, for sponsoring and having that program, bringing out these amazing student athletes. I love those interviews. And I'll just close out the show with just a little comment on Ava. I mean, I was really impressed with the field she wants to go into. She's always been interested in trying to help people and address mental health issues, bring awareness. My goodness, it's come a long way with awareness. We still got a long way to go. Long way to go, because a lot of these mental health ailments are still treated as toughen up. Get better. Come on. Get out of that bed. Stop being nervous. Stop being depressed. It doesn't work that way, right? Doesn't work that way. We need more advocacy, more help, more clinicians, paying better, anything we can. That's what I'll be looking for in the leaders of this country, to put more support into mental health, because we all need to be sharp and be safe and comfortable and get the right treatment. I'm going to close out the show. That's a great shout out to Ava Duffy. Thanks, Ava, for joining us. And we will be here week to week at msonewsports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. I am here, solo host, Danny Martin, our producer in the background, making me sound better. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.